Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company bull sale Saturday, February 15th.
You know, when someone pushes you, sometimes you've got to push back. For years, tobacco companies have been poisoning our people, targeting our kids, and lying about the dangers of tobacco. That's not okay.
We can do more to protect our children and help Oklahomans live longer, healthier lives. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Big Tobacco needs to know who they're messing with. You ready?
Well, live cattle continue to struggle both in the country as well as on the board. It's difficult to determine if futures are leading cash lower or if cash weakness is pulling futures lower. The market is firmly in a bearish grip with new lows in futures set yesterday since the highs of late last year. The market may be feeding on itself with weaker futures, prompting packers to lower bids. With lower cash, traders continuing to sell into the market. The futures are oversold, but it may remain that way for a time based on the movement of underlying cash. Hogs continue to struggle, posting another lower low for the week. Technically, hog price charts look more promising than cattle charts. However, there are a lot of hogs coming to the market and will be coming to the market with product needing to find a home. On the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 4.25 cents, also influenced by the bearish mood in grains early. Light scattered snows falling in the southwestern U.S. plains with morning temps below freezing as far south as the Texas Panhandle. Once again, the soft red winter wheat crop is getting more moisture with snow falling around the Great Lakes and rain throughout the southeastern Midwest. March corn's down 2.5 cents early today and is trading roughly a penny lower in the new year, but holding within a narrow sideways trading range. It is winter, after all, and Brazil's second corn crop has yet to be planted, with roughly 16% of the soybean harvest reported complete. March soybeans are down 3 cents early today, possibly ready to end its streak of trading higher for 8 consecutive days. With a new detection method in China, coronavirus infections continue to climb rapidly and are now near 60,000 reported by CNBC.com. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, February live cattle down 12 cents, 118.95. April's up 67, 117.85. March feeder cattle up 37, 135.05. April's up 45 at 137.17. April hogs down 45 cents, 63.77. May's down 85 cents at 72.95. Kansas City wheat, March up 2.75, 471. May's up 3 cents, 477.25. Chicago wheat, March up 5.5, 547.5. May's up 4.5, 548.5. March corn's up 3.25, 383. May's up 3 cents at 387.25. March soybeans up 7.75 at 892.5. May is up 6.25 at 903.5. March cotton up 35 cents, 68.58. May's up 50 cents at 69.24. On the crude, March is down 38 cents at 50.79, and March natural gas is unchanged at 185 per million BTU. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.